2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of the program, KSL's unrivaled Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback. Currently the only human besides my wife that I have like actual adult interaction with during the week. So good for you. And most of that's most of that's done virtually anyway, but you happen to be in the building today because you're doing a TV thing. You look sharp, by the way.
Wow, thank you.
Got a shirt on. That's good. Got a coat on. That's nice.
Yes.
So, we got to just jump right in here.
I got socks, too.
Oh, you know,
socks and shoes.
I'm just going to let you know something about Scott Mitchell. Doesn't care for socks.
Not a fan.
Get on his boat. Got the boat shoes on. No socks. That's a given. Come to work. Dress shoes. Also no socks. So that's the way that he rolls. And I'm fine with that. Scott, explain to the people what the buy or sell segment is. We got to do it quick here. Online Trading Academy. Register now for a free 3-hour workshop at tradingacademy.com. So Scott, tell people what the segment is.
All right, so we invest in things in this country, or we divest. So we decide which one is something you should get involved in and we think is a good thing, or stay away from.
Mm. So we play this music too, so people get into it. Scott, first one on the list here. Joe Montana says the Patriots have made a grave mistake by letting their quarterback Tom Brady, quote, get away. Are you buying that the Patriots let him get away, or was this a Tom Brady move all the way?
I think it's probably more the Patriots.
How on earth would they do? Could they do this?
Well, because they do it all the time, and it's just kind of their MO, and it's like, We will get veteran players. We'll use them in kind of the prime. There may be some value left in them after it's over. You know, they may have two or three still good years left. We're not going to overpay for them, and we put a value on people. It's a hard, fast rule that we live by, even if it's Tom Brady. And I know Joe Montana knew that he had years left after he left San Francisco, and I know that Tom Brady has years left. And I think Tom Brady has more years left because he's fired up right now.
Well, and we kind of forget up. Joe Montana, when he went to the Chiefs, he actually did pretty well.
He played well.
Yeah. And he was not Joe Montana of winning Super Bowl caliber, but they almost went to the Super Bowl a couple of seasons with that Chiefs team. They had a really, really good defense, very similar to this Tampa Bay situation, maybe.
It really was. And I don't know that he had as much talent on offense that he had when he was with the 49ers.
An old Marcus Allen,
but he played
an
really,
old Joe Montana.
And no wide receiver. I mean, there wasn't Jerry Rice.
Yeah.
But he did well. And I'm sure it's a very similar thing with Tom Brady. I don't know that Joe Montana was like, okay, I don't know that he was really as motivated, maybe, as Tom Brady is. I'm telling you, I get a sense from Tom Brady, he's on a mission.
Oh, yeah.
And it'll be fun to watch.
All right. We are going to, by the way, watch Scott Mitchell this weekend on SportsBeat. He's going to break down some Jordan Love film. We're also going to do it in our extended podcast you can find on KSLSports.com. Click on the podcast button. We're going to break down some Jordan Love and why he has changed his mind on Jordan Love. So stay with us on there. Just download the podcast and find it there. For Scott, I'm Alex. We'll see you next week, everybody. Stay healthy.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.